Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Yes, sir. My name is David Kirk. I own a business. I got a letter from you guys, possibly for a bank loan. I'm using OnDeck right now. I have a loan with them already. In other words, I'm possibly interested in paying that off and seeing what you guys can do. I get called all the time on it, and
we're
doing good on the business note, but I have hired on someone. We're definitely doing better, so, you know, in other words, we're growing. So
absolutely.
May be able to do some business here.
Yeah, let me, do you have that 16-digit code there available?
Yeah, the reservation code is 23118001004416.
Alrighty, give me a moment here, David. Alrighty, and yeah, you did say this was David Kirk with Gulf Coast Fire of Lake?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. Is this a cell phone you're calling off of? We get disconnected there?
Yeah, it's my. I have another number, but it's for the business, the 255-8935. That one's the one normally associated with the business, but I just got another cell phone because getting too many calls. So.
Got you. Okay, so this is your cell, though. Okay, perfect. Yeah, David, let me just confirm some information real briefly here, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have the billing address down as 32300 North Whitney Road, Leesburg, Florida, 34748.
Correct, yes.
Alrighty. And as far as the business classification goes, are you guys incorporated, an LLC?
It's S-Corp.
S-Corp, perfect. And how long have you been in business there, David?
Let's see, 2004.
2004,
so,
about 12 years. Perfect. Okay. Yeah, if you can kind of tell me, you kind of already touched on it, actually. It looks like you're looking to maybe bring on some additional capital, get the OnDeck loan taken care of there, so you have one payment. Is that right?
Correct. Well, and, you know, another possibility here, the home that I'm at, the property, which is actually, it's at the business, the shop and all that, too, I only owe like 12 grand left on it. So, in other words, it may be smart just to pay the thing off. I don't know if that would be worked in as a secured loan or not, possibly, but it's an idea. Now, I don't have to, but, you know, I just know one payment is easier than having five or six payments, you know. And that's what my goal this year is, just take and combine everything, pay it all off, and then have one payment. And, you know, we're definitely clearing the money. I mean, I don't know exactly last month, but probably about 30 grand. I know we did 42,000, and then four, almost 30,000. And this month's another 35,000. Money's just starting to trickle in. So, I mean, we're definitely doing good. You know, my taxes, I do write off a lot of stuff, so I don't claim as much. You know, it's part of the, I'm sure you can understand that.
Absolutely. But,
you know, I know basically I had about 180, but, claim basically it's 120, I believe. 120 basically is for what basically claimed, but, you know, like I said, it was a little more than that, but, you know, time to write off stuff, this and that, so. Anyway, so, I mean, I can send you information as far as, you know, the tax thing that I just did for that, which was what the 1120, or I'm sorry, and then, you know, the bank statements for the last few months and all that.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what we'll take a look at here. Let me see what, you know, what's the current balance with OnDeck?
I believe probably about 25, I would think, left.
25, okay. And what were the business's gross annual sales last year? For 2015?
Well, it was listed as 120, basically. So that's what the form's going to say.
Okay. You mentioned, I think you mentioned last month you did 42,000 in deposits or so. What would you say your projection is this year for capital there? Or I'm sorry, for, excuse me, for sales there?
Be honest with you, it should be about a 240, 220 year. I mean, I did, really, it was almost about 180 last year, but kind of wrote off stuff, and like I said, it was 120. So, but in other words, it's going on track for 200, 220 easy plus year because, you know, last year we nearly touched 200. So, you know, I mean, you know, we're going by deposits and all that. So, but, so, I mean, it's, you know, we're definitely busy this year all the way throughout the month. You know, this month alone, again, it's like another $35,000. So,
okay, nice.
You know, 7,000 or 8,000 in so far. So, I mean, it's just starting to trickle back in. And we got a lot more work at the end of the year with dampers, which is, you know, some big, nice money work. So, you know, we've been picking up work. We really have. And, you know, I put on another guy. Obviously, now I got to have workers' comp and rent paywall for them and all that. But we're definitely building. And, you know, it's kind of smart to put out another salesman and keep going and keep people going. Because, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm turning down, near turning down work. So I kind of use, you know, I mean, I'm there, but if I, time I do it, you know how it is, time you get paying everyone and this and that, and that's why I'm looking at an option here, maybe pulling out a good loan and, you know, possibly trying to go for a little bigger, because it's a great industry, it really is.
Yeah, and what exactly does the business do? What do you guys do there?
Fire inspections.
Okay.
You know, once a year, you got to have your extinguishers checked, and every 6 months, you got the fire suppression system in the restaurant that's got to be checked. Exit emergency lights. It's a safety stuff, but it's code, and it's all got to be done. And I got contracts with, like, the villages and airports. I do some really high-end jobs. So, in other words, I'm locked in with, you know, contracts with these guys. So it's nice.
Okay. Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay. And then what did you initially borrow from On Deck there?
I believe it was... Well, I've done two loans now with them. I was almost about paid one off, so then I took out like another $20,000 or something, and so time it stacked up. That's why, you know, I don't know exactly what the number's at, but I know they're offering me again. You know, they always keep offering me stuff and this and that, and, you know, I'm just checking. I mean, like I said, I know there's other interest rates out there, and there's other options, and, you know, I know for the, you know, the volume of numbers we are turning out, and my credit's definitely good. I keep everything paid on time. So
okay, so good personal credit. You know, well, you know, like a ballpark FICO score for yourself there?
Probably near 800 now. You know,
okay, very good.
Long time ago, I got scammed on eBay for 15 grand.
Jeez.
Then I did a debt consolidation. I got scammed by them. And ended up taking me a few years to pay it off, but I ended up paying off like 70 or 80 grand. So, in other words, it's taken me a while to get my credit back. So, it was definitely a mess, so to say. But, you know, luckily I make money with the business here and pay stuff off. So,
all right.
You know,
and then,
it's just part of it. So, but yeah. It's better now. So, anyway.
And then, ideally, let's say we can pay off the on-deck balance. How much would you be looking to net on top of that bring on there?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at about 100 grand, you know, possibly. I mean, that's, you know, they're offering me, and, you know, again, like, if I do a secured loan on the house, say I pay the house off, 10 grand, and then that payment may be a lot nicer to look at anyway, so to say, and everything, you know, then I got money to grow and, you know, do what I want. So on a secured loan, it may be, you may be able to do $200,000 if you do the house on it, or...
So
stuff like that, but
yeah. So just to kind of to touch on that, our secured loans are typically more, you know, equipment finance loan, you know, secured by, you know, equipment you would be bringing on. However, to be 100% honest with you, I'm not sure. You know, we typically lend around 10 to 15% of your gross sales, so we're looking at the last 6 months of revenue, really. I'm not quite sure if we'd be able to, you know, get up in the $100,000 range.
That doesn't really matter. To be honest with you, I'd rather keep that separate anyway, to be honest with you.
So, okay, you know, got you. And you said you're about 12,000 away from paying off mortgage, you said?
I only owe, Now it's probably down to about 11 or 10, because I've been paying $2,000 every month on it lately.
Okay. Very nice. That's good. Is that, I'm sorry, was that your business location mortgage or your house?
That's the actual home, but it is actually the business location as well. I have
so you're on home
shop. So I have a certified shop actually behind it.
Oh, cool.
And it works, you know. So.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely see what we can do there. Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm not sure the $100,000 is feasible, but maybe we could, you know, potentially maybe get that paid off. And then, you know, we usually, in order for us to do payoffs, we typically would have to net you 50%, meaning we'd have to, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. Net you. So in order, in other words, we'd have to pay off the 25 and get you at least an approval for 25. That's typically how, you know, our unsecured program is, but I definitely like to, you know, have us take a stab at it and see what we can do for you there. I mean, it sounds like you guys are growing, and that's great, and it's a pretty straightforward process there. You know, like I said, we're looking at 6 months business banks, and we'll look at your 1120, where you guys are, let's see, where did you go? You guys are S Corp. We'll look at that 1120S, the first page there. And then just the one-page application I can send you, and we really just take those three items and get you an answer in usually a day or two.
Right on. All right. Can you take down my email address here?
Yeah, you got it. Yes, sir. Alrighty. I'm ready when you are, David.
All right. It's davidkirkgcf@gmail.com.
All right, and just so I make sure I have everything accurate here, I have David Kirk, C as in cat, S as in Sam, @gmail.com.
No, I'm sorry. It's David Kirk, I'll spell it out, DavidKirk.
Got it.
E is in Gulf, C is in Coast, and then F is in Fire. @gmail.com. So David Kirk, gcf@gmail.com.
And I'm sorry, that was GCF.
Like Gulf Coast Fire.
Gulf Coast Fire. Perfect. Got it.
gmail.com.
All right. Cool. All right, David. Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'll shoot you off the application here in the next 10, 15 minutes or so. Kind of just bullet point those items we discussed, and then you'll have my direct line there if you have any questions in the meantime. All right.
All right. Well, sounds good here. And yeah, I'll see it. And I'll go ahead and get this sent over to you.
Yep. Sounds good, David. We'll be in touch soon. All right. Nice talking to you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.